And it's hoped a new platform will help restore lost cultural records and provide unprecedented access to heritage items from the Pacific. A Pacific virtual museum close to 18 months in the making has finally been launched online. Koro Waka'uta has the details.
The collaboration between the National Libraries of New Zealand and Australia will showcase Pacific-related items from all around the world. Program manager Tim Kong says the hopes that the site will connect generations and cultures that make up the Pacific.
And we're looking at basically how to create a site that would enable Pacific people to access the digitized cultural heritage. And by digitized cultural heritage, we basically mean the digital catalogues that institutions and repositories have, museums, libraries, archives, of Pacific taonga and records.
The digitalpacific.org website's growing and currently contains over 68,000 items, including images, videos, maps, sound recordings and artefacts. Leone Samutui is a Pacific Associate Curator at Auckland's War Memorial Museum, who says through her work she's seen a hunger from Pacific communities for their histories and cultures to be seen.
Seeing that firsthand was really impactful, and I think a project like this is a continuation of that, because obviously not everyone can get to Auckland Museum or get to these institutions wherever they are in the world.
Ms. Tui says Pacific communities are heavily engaged online, so having a digital platform for such work is ideal. Items often left in storage will also now be able to be viewed through the virtual site. The records manager at the University of the South Pacific, Opeta Alifayo, says this type of access is enormous.
It makes available items and information and images of the Pacific, of our past, which formerly aren't so easy to find because they're stored in these really well-funded but very distant institutions.
Mr. Alifayo is optimistic a more complete historical picture will be provided through the site.
We have been losing elements of our past, elements of our heritage, totally, you know, like there are things that we don't know that we used to do, and that when we find them, we think that they're not ours.
He gives the example of a Fijian masi or tapa cloth that was discovered in a foreign museum years ago, which had unfamiliar motifs and which prompted debate over whether it was Fijian or not.
It just shows the power of reconnecting with what's ours that we didn't even know was possible. It's one thing to know what you are losing. It's another not to know what you've lost. This portal, this window, this initiative increases our ability to rediscover those things.
Mr. Alifayo says discussion and debate is positive.
You will get things that will be confronting, but it's great to get it out there and to be able to have the discussions and then to explore. The record is not closed.
Auckland Museum's Leone Samutui also hopes the portal will prompt discussion.
Hopefully it becomes a platform where there's a lot more talanoa that can happen between people of the Pacific and these institutions. I think that's one of the things that's been missing. When you don't know someone that works at the museum, it's hard to make a connection with them.
For Tim Kong, the development of the virtual museum's been a labour of love, and he's passionate about providing unfiltered stories spotlighting the region.
We are never taking anything from any of these content partners. We're not a repository, so we don't hold any content. We are basically only ever amplifying content or work that institutes or community groups have already done.
The pilot program is funded for 2 years by Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. For Morning Report, Kokoro Waka'uta tēnei.